Hey, everybody, welcome to Come Follow Me Daily Dose. I'm Lindsay Hansen, and today is March 26th. Today, we're going to continue in this week's Come Follow Me block, and we're going to continue talking about Jesus Christ in our preparations for Easter. The first section in the Come Follow Me manual for Sunday school talks about the need to understand that Jesus Christ delivers us from sin and death, that he strengthens us in our weaknesses and comforts us in our trials. There's so much there, but what I want to focus on today is the importance that we understand our need for Jesus Christ and his atonement. President Benson once said that just as a man does not really desire food until he is hungry, so he does not desire the salvation of Christ until he knows why he needs Christ. And so today and tomorrow, I want to talk a little bit about why we so desperately need Christ, why we need Christ for our justification, and why we need Christ for our sanctification. Today, I want to talk a little bit about our justification, which means helping us to become just and square with God again. Tomorrow we'll talk about sanctification, which means helping us to become more like our Father in heaven. The Come Follow Me manual talks about a video about the debtor's prison. And as I looked at that, it made me think a lot about a talk by Elder Packer years ago, where he helps us understand really the debt that we owe and how Christ pays that debt, how he justifies us in that debt. So I want to share that talk with you today. It's called The Mediator by Elder Packer, and it is phenomenal.
Each of us, without exception, will one day settle that spiritual account. We will that day face a judgment for our doings in mortal life and face a foreclosure of sorts. One thing I know, we will be justly dealt with. The eternal law of justice will be the measure against which we settle this account. There is no sympathy in justice, only justice. Our lives will be weighed on the scale of justice. If not so, the works of justice would be destroyed, and God would cease to be God. The poet spoke the truth when he said, "In the course of justice only, there would none of us see salvation." Let me tell you a story, a parable. There was once a man who wanted something very much. It seemed more important to him than anything else in his life. In order to have what he desired, he incurred a great debt. He had been warned about going into that much debt, and particularly about his creditor, but it seemed so important for him to do what he wanted to do and to have what he wanted right now. So he signed a contract. He would pay it off sometime. He didn't worry about it too much, for the due date seemed such a long time away. He had what he wanted now, and that's what seemed important. The creditor was always somewhere in the back of his mind, and he made token payments now and again, thinking somehow that the day of reckoning never would really come. But, as it always does, the day came, the contract fell due, the debt had not been paid, and his creditor appeared and demanded payment in full. Only then did he realize that his creditor not only had the power to repossess all that he owned, but power to cast him into prison as well. "I cannot pay you, for I have not the power to do so," he confessed. "Then," said the creditor, "we will exercise the contract, take your possessions, and you shall go to prison. You agreed to that. It was your choice. You signed the contract. Now it must be enforced. Can you not extend the time or forgive the debt?" the debtor begged. "Arrange somehow for me to keep what I have and not go to prison. Surely you believe in mercy. Will you not show me mercy?" The creditor replied, "Mercy is always so one-sided. It would serve only you. If I show mercy to you, it will leave me unpaid. It is justice I demand. Do you believe in justice?" "I believed in justice when I signed the contract," the debtor said. "It was on my side then, for I thought it would protect me. I did not need mercy then, nor think I ever should need it. Justice, I thought, would serve both of us equally as well." "It is justice demands that you pay the contract or suffer the penalty," the creditor replied. "That is the law. You have agreed to it, and that is the way it must be. Mercy cannot rob justice." There they were, one meeting out justice, the other pleading for mercy. Neither could prevail except at the expense of the other. "If you do not forgive the debt, there will be no mercy," the debtor pleaded. "If I do, there will be no justice," was the reply. Both laws, it seemed, could not be served. They are two eternal ideals that appear to contradict one another. Is there no way for justice to be fully served, and mercy also? There is a way. The law of justice can be fully satisfied, and mercy can be fully extended, but it takes someone else. And so it happened this time. The debtor had a friend. He came to help. He knew the debtor well, knew him to be short-sighted. He thought him foolish to have gotten himself into such a predicament. Nevertheless, he wanted to help him because he loved him. He stepped between them, faced the creditor, and made this offer. I will pay the debt if you will free the debtor from his contract so that he may keep his possessions and not go to prison. As the creditor was pondering the offer, the mediator added, you demanded justice. Though he cannot pay you, I will do so. You will have been justly dealt with and can ask for no more. It would not be just. And so the creditor agreed. The mediator turned then to the debtor. If I pay your debt, will you accept me as your creditor? Oh, yes, yes, cried the debtor. You save me from prison and show mercy to me. Then said the benefactor, you will pay the debt to me and I will set the terms. It will not be easy, but it will be possible. I will provide a way. You need not go to prison. And so it was that the creditor was paid in full and had been justly dealt with. No contract had been broken. The debtor, in turn, had been extended mercy. Both laws stood fulfilled. Because there was a mediator, justice had claimed its full share, and mercy was fully satisfied. Each of us lives on kind of a spiritual credit. One day, the account will be closed, a settlement demanded. However casually we may view it now, when that day comes and the foreclosure is imminent, we will look around in restless agony for someone, anyone, to help us. And by eternal law, mercy cannot be extended, save there be one who is both willing and able to assume our debt and pay the price and arrange the terms for our redemption. Unless there is a mediator, unless we have a friend, the full weight of justice, untempered, unsympathetic, positively must fall on us. Full recompense for every transgression, however minor, however deep, will be exacted from us to the uttermost farthing. But know this, truth, glorious truth, proclaims that there is such a mediator. For as the prophet said, there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Jesus Christ. Through him, mercy can be fully extended to each of us without offending the eternal law of justice. But there is a Redeemer, a mediator, who stands both willing and able to appease the demands of justice and to extend mercy to those who are penitent, for he offereth himself a sacrifice for sin, to answer the ends of the law, and to all those who have a broken heart and a contrite spirit. And unto none else can the ends of the law be answered. How sweet it is on those occasions to be reassured that he lives, and to have my witness reaffirmed. I fervently desire to show you how our burdens of disappointment and sin and guilt can be laid before him, and on his generous terms have each one marked on our account, paid in full. I claim with my brethren of the 12 to be a witness of him, a special witness of him. My witness with theirs is true. I love the Lord, and I love the Father who sent him.
My friends, I testify that we need never be bogged down in sin, but that we can be lifted up in the arms of mercy because of the atoning sacrifice of Jesus Christ, and because our Father in heaven loved us so much to send him here to pay the laws of justice so that mercy could be extended fully to us. However, just like Elder Packer taught, the Savior and our Father sets the conditions of that mercy, and they ask us for obedience, not to earn our way into heaven, but so that little by little, small act by small act, we can become more like them and our hearts can be changed. Thank you so much for listening today. If you're enjoying this podcast, make sure to follow us on social media, subscribe, like, comment, or share. This has been Come Follow Me, Daily Dose, and I'm Lindsay Hansen.